So Annette Gordon-Reed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm here with Annette Gordon-Reed. Maybe, Annette, you could tell us about your book and the like, and we can go from there.
Okay. My book is The Hemingses of Monticello, An American Family. It is a biography of the Hemings family. They're a group of enslaved people who lived at Monticello from roughly 1774 up until 1826, when Jefferson died bankrupt and the slaves and many of his possessions were auctioned off. Some of them were auctioned off as well. So it's a biography of slaves from the perspective of enslaved people, not slave masters.
Now, were you able to uncover any new evidence? Because the Hemings issue is rather a thorny one.
Yeah.
What specific unique qualities are in your book that have not been other books that have dealt with the subject?
Well, it's much more about Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, much more about her life, much more about the lives of their children and his relationship to him. I mean, that things that were not have not been written about before. So it was a big research project. So there's a lot of stuff there. It's a long book.
Yeah. How long is this book? I'm so sorry I haven't read it.
I don't want to say 798 pages.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing.
The text is 640. The rest of it is endnotes.
Yeah, but I am the kind of guy who really loves endnotes. I mean, did you have to cut any endnotes for this at all? Or I'm just curious.
No, Norton was very good about letting me have what I wanted. So, no, I have pretty much in there what I need.
Yeah. How many years of research went into this?
Nine.
Nine.
Wow. Well, actually, I've been working on the Hemingses since my first book that came out in 1997. But the actual core work on this book is about 9 years.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. And are you looking at another 9-year project in the future?
No. I'm gonna do it. The next book is going to be faster.
Yeah.
The biography of Jefferson might take some time, but I don't think it's going to be 9 years.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, does a book of this that matters have to require 9 years of work? Or?
No, it does if you love to research. My problem is I love to write,
yeah,
but I also love to research. And I kept finding things and finding interesting points, and I really wanted to tell their story in the context of Virginia. And so that requires to cast the net a bit, you know, wider.
So what you did is you had a very, very lengthy draft, perhaps, and did you whittle it down to find your theme? I mean, how did the actual narrative arc come into play in this?
Well, the narrative arc came from the chronology of the Hemingses family. You know, when Elizabeth Hemings is the matriarch, when she's born, I follow her through up until she and her family come to Monticello, and then we just follow, you know, their lives from there. So the narrative, the structure was dictated pretty much by their chronological lives.
Was that the case for the first book?
The first book was more, it was an analytical book about historiography. It wasn't a narrative. It wasn't once upon a time. This is a narrative, and so we follow people's lives. It's much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, much more work in a sense, but certainly in getting the structure of it was much easier.
Well, Annette, best of luck. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
Thank you for asking.
All right, thanks.